Over the past 12 years, nearly 50,000 American troops have been wounded in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The visible injuries, well, they're often lost limbs from roadside IEDs. But there are so many more who are coming home and coping with the non-visible injuries, post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, the kinds of injuries that can worsen with time and can tear apart a soldier's home life, professional life, or worse. We're joined here in the studio by a retired Air Force major who has come up with what he thinks will be the perfect refuge for these vets, Camp Liberty, using the beautiful outdoors of mid-Michigan as a place of healing. Major Rick Briggs joins us in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you're the manager of the Veterans Program for the Brain Injury Association for Michigan. Give us a sense of what you see as these soldiers come home from Iraq or Afghanistan, or these Marines, and they're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury. What kind of symptoms are they dealing with day in and day out?
Well, there's a myriad of symptoms, but for example, there's cognitive things. And some of the most obvious when we first talk with an individual that show up, you might see somebody stuttering or a delayed reaction in their speech. Memory is one of the very first things, even with a mild concussion. There's anxiety and depression and a lot of other. There's 33 different ones that we track. And, it impacts relationships and all this. And, for example, we'll get a student going to college. A lot of our veterans are coming back. They're unemployed or whatever, so they're capitalizing on the GI Bill, they're going to a university or college, and they're trying to move on. But one of the issues they're having, the ballistic shockwave that emanates from an IED, improvised explosive device, rocket-propelled grenade, mortar, whatever the blast was, it tears at the neuron and subneuron level, and it stretches it and the synapsis gap, and it impacts the individual's memory. And if you think back to your college days, you got to have memory to pass the test and so on. So we've had calls from professors and so on. We're involved with the Student Veterans of America, SVA, and so on to educate not only our students, but educate the professors on how to penetrate and get the word through. I had two soldiers currently serving that are extremely concerned about their jobs. They're 4 or 5 years post-injury. They came home. They thought it would get better and go away. There's a stigma associated with the invisible wounds. They don't want anybody to know that their brain's not functioning at the level it needs to, like it was before. So they're just now finding out that, life is harder than it should be. I'm concerned for my relationship with my family, my community, my job. They're concerned about promotions, everything.
And, so it spirals. It spirals.
It spirals, and it can get significantly worse.
Is it treatable?
Invisible wounds, both PTSD and TBI, are treatable. One of the things we all need to understand with post-traumatic stress disorder, it's a psychological response to a stressor. It's not a combat-specific injury. It can happen out on the street, seeing a child get hit on a bicycle or something with a car.
So it's not like the traumatic brain injury that is actually an
traumatic
injury.
Brain injury is a physical injury, and we got to think of it like you're breaking a bone.
Yes.
And Gabby Giffords, the representative that was shot down in Arizona, she brought a lot of light to this. But this goes all the way back to Jim Brady with Ronald Reagan when he was shot. And, our association's been around 34 years, the Brain Injury Association of Michigan. And so we've got to do a better job attacking the stigma that's associated with things that impact the mind.
And the problem is with a neurologic injury, it's not like a broken bone where you can say, okay, put it in a cast and in 6 weeks you can go into a splint and then you should be good to go.
That's true, but they can retrain. The brain is very soft. First of all, a lot of people think it's like a hard, like a heart or a liver or something, but it's a very soft, kind of like a cooked custard, and it is damaged very easy. Look at the sports concussion, and I don't care if you're a cheerleader or a soccer player. So we have got to get better at working with everybody on the brain injury and the PTSD.
I'm speaking with retired Air Force Major Rick Briggs, who is the founder of Camp Liberty. And this is an idea of taking the beautiful outdoors of mid-Michigan and turning it into a place of healing. So what gave you the idea of Camp Liberty, Rick?
Well, when I retired from the Air Force, I took on professional bass fishing. I chased the national circuit for 4.5 years full time. And It's always been a great escape getting, you know, and your listeners know. I mean, there's probably somebody shaking their head right now saying, hey, I wish I was in a trout stream. You can forget about the office real quick when you're sitting out in a blind, watching the world turn, watching a chickadee land on the end of your gun barrel. I mean, it's such a wonderful, relaxing impact on your psyche and so on. And Mother Nature's a marvelous remedy for de-stressing. And that's something that's very, very helpful to our vets. And one of the things – and Camp Liberty is more of a program than it is a location. I want to make that clear, because what we're talking about is – we're talking about utilizing recreation. And in Michigan, we're blessed with an enormous asset of outdoor wilderness, waterways, rivers, everything. And we're going to take the recreation. We're going to include the rehabilitation component. And then we're going to talk about reintegration, because it's not as simple as just coming home from combat, hanging up your gun,
putting
on your civilian clothes and going. It's much more complex. And we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of thousands of troops over the past 12 years. I've known guys that have been on 7, 8, 9 tours, mm-hmm. and which is crazy when you think of it.
So your hope is for Camp Liberty?
My hope is for Camp Liberty. We're going to take the programs. For example, there's a Michigan Access program where farmers can provide access to hunters to come use their property, maybe to hunt turkey or squirrel mm-hmm. or rabbit or whatever that hunter allows, or maybe it's deer hunting or whatever. And we're going to expand that. We're going to get a program specifically for veterans. We're going to get one for individuals with disabilities, and that's all the injured soldiers and civilians and so on.
But you have land in mid-Michigan?
Yeah, we have land. My best friend, Alan Lutz, who's mm-hmm. a U of M graduate, he and I went on our own, put our tails on the line, and we bought a $400,000 facility, 137 acres along the River Raisin, down in the Manchester, Brooklyn area. It's just a beautiful piece of property.
And what do you want to do with that piece of property?
What we want to do is we want to develop a main lodge, about a $400,000, $500,000 lodge. It'll sleep like 16. We want to bring families in as intact units when we're talking about our injured vets, because they have to heal together. There's a lot of secondary PTSD and other things that happen in the group dynamic, the family unit, and they all have to be educated on it. The habitat program is being done in three phases. We just got the first one underway.
You'll ultimately have a retreat near Manchester,
right.
Brooklyn, but you'll also have access to other activities throughout the state of Michigan?
Throughout the state of Michigan. And Camp Liberty is going to tie directly in with the Sharonville State Game Area, the Pheasant Restoration Initiative. We're going to be building habitat there. And our goal is over the next 5 years to build 50 inclusive opportunities around that 4,500 acres in Jackson County and Washtenaw County for everybody.
And how do you want this to be different from other other support programs and rehabilitation programs?
What we're doing right now is we're creating it's on the drawing board, and we're creating the program where a Pheasants Forever group from Jackson County that wants to take a vet out or something, they have a follow-on to just taking them out hunting, that they hand them a package, this vet, and they say, you know, here's some support programs and so on that are here to help, and other opportunities and other organizations. And so it's getting them to understand it's invisible, but it's treatable, and the treatment works. And
so you really want to build a network with wildlife and outdoor groups all through the state to kind of partner with you in Camp
right.
Liberty.
The state of Michigan, I want to talk about our the rehabilitation component, because we're talking recreation, rehabilitation, reintegration, you know, the three R's. And the state of Michigan is the gorilla in the whole country when it comes down to community-based TBI rehabilitation providers. And a lot of these units also specialize in PTSD and spinal cord injury and so on, from acute, subacute, all the way through to returning to the community, which is what the ultimate goal, whether you've had a car accident, which is one of the leading causes of brain injury. California has 8 CARF-accredited community-based TBI facilities. Michigan, and they're number 2, California. Michigan has more than 70. We have more than 30 other states combined. We have more than 1,000 certified brain injury specialists. We have more than 10,000 people working within the brain injury community. Mm-hmm. So these facilities are scattered like McDonald's all over the state of Michigan. And we need to capitalize on that opportunity in conjunction with the VA, TRICARE, which is the health care program for our veterans that are currently serving National Guard and Reserve, and the DOD for the folks that are in part of a community rehabilitation program that the military has.
What's your timetable for having your retreat in Brooklyn and Manchester? When do you think you're going to have that together? When do you want to have that together so people could come and...
It can't happen fast enough. The thing with these injuries, especially with TBI, you have a diminishing window of opportunity to rehab that individual. It needs to be ideally within the first couple of years of injury, and we're already 12 years into it. So there's some guys with injuries that are 8, 9, 10 years old. It can't happen fast enough. I want to open our doors next fall, and I'm talking about having the facilities, have the main lodge. We want to have a chapel annex. We want to have an education center. We want to have five kind of like Ronald McDonald House or Fisher mm-hmm. Homes for families to come in to use. All of this for free for vets, mm-hmm. And then they come in there and they stay. It's a vacation for them, whether they're dealing with employment issues. There's five major issues facing our vets, and most people know. The suicides, we're experiencing 26 a month. That's more than we're losing in combat. The divorce rate, the homelessness, the joblessness, and the incarceration rate. They don't understand right and wrong because their brain has had this impact, and they need to be retrained. So we're wasting a lot of money in our prison system. The Department of Community Mental Health, it's so much more expensive to care for a person for life that's having these issues than it is to treat it up
intervene
front.
When they come home.
Absolutely.
Well, I know you're always looking for volunteers as well, mm-hmm. and you can find out more about Camp Liberty at their website, which is camp-liberty.org. That's camp-liberty.org, and we'll put a link on our website at michiganradio.org so you can find out more. Major Rick Briggs, the manager of the Veterans Program for the Brain Injury Association of Michigan and the founder of Camp Liberty. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.